Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Wiggins takes it up top. Crossover dribble, spins, down the lane with one hand. He banked it home. His left arm being held, right arm was free. Kissed it in off the window and a chance for the end one. My goodness. Andrew Wiggins is going to come over. There's PR man extraordinaire Michael Rivina. Gives Andrew the headset. Andrew, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. I am upstairs to your right at the moment, but I know you got people to say hi to.
A lot of inner workings
between these two teams.
Yes, sir. Keep hooping, boys.
More hugs and handshakes for Andrew downstairs.
Your kids are here? Your kids are here?
Okay.
I see one.
We'll let Andrew get the pleasantries done before we get a chance to talk to him. So, Andrew, first of all, how did you survive? You know, and we get one or two of these a year, but how did you survive yesterday's travel?
I mean, if you get some rest, sleep when you get to the hotel. You know, yesterday was kind of up and down. The plane was delayed a while. But, you know, we have a good training staff here to get prepared for the game.
You got off to a great start tonight. Do you have, you know, anything in your bag of tricks, that, like when you're on the road and you want to get yourself off to a good start, something you want to accomplish early in the game?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Sorry. Can you ask that question one more time?
Yeah, a little Corey Brewer action there. When you get off to a start on in a road game, is there something you want to get done early in the game to help yourself get off to a good start?
I just try to stay aggressive. You know, that's it, especially on the defensive side. And I feel like if I get into a good groove defensively, then my offense will come.
When you're playing Brandon Ingram, he's got kind of that, you know, he's got a little herky-jerky move. He's got great length. You know, do you try to get up into him, or what's your strategy on guarding him?
I'm just trying to make it tough on him. I mean, he's a hell of a player, you know. Yeah, he can do a lot of things in the court. So just try to make it tough on him, stay aggressive, and, you know, try to go at him on the other side of the floor.
Do you have a favorite food when you come to New Orleans?
Not really. I'm just random with it.
Okay. All right. We'll check in. We got to get back here in March. We'll check in with you then on if you have any chance to maybe eat some of the fine food here. Andrew, again, you've back-to-back games, really outstanding play. Tonight you finished with 30 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 9 of 14 from the floor, 9 of 9 from the line. That is a very good night of work on the road.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right. Andrew Wiggins, my guest. Final was 112-108. Warriors with a win over the Pelicans. Well, back in New Orleans, 112-108 was your final. Golden State with a victory as they had to fight hard throughout the course of the evening against a very stubborn Pelican squad that played very hard and at times outplayed the Warriors on many occasions throughout the course of this game. Pelicans dropped to 4-13. They're 3-6 on the home floor, but they got a big night from Trey Murphy, who, again, he is one of the more undersung, really good players in this league. 9-17 shooting, 5-9 beyond the arc, 4 rebounds and 4 assists. He will benefit from the return of C.J. McCollum. He'll benefit from the return of DeJounte Murray, who really is a player that they thought was going to be a key for them to get them organized and get them going, and he got hurt in his first game as a Pelican. 18 for Brandon Ingram, 7 of 16 shooting. He had 7 assists on the night. 16 off the bench for Brandon Boston Jr., and maybe with these injuries they might have found something with him to be a more important player for them in the upcoming week. 7 assists, 5 rebounds for him as well. 19 off the bench for Jeremiah Robinson Earl. Activity level was really good for him tonight. 7 of 11 from the floor, add 12 rebounds to his totals. Now, the Warriors paced by our postgame guest. Now, that was Andrew Wiggins. He had 30 points, 3 boards, 4 assists, and 9 of 9 from the free throw line. Stephen Curry had 19.7 assists and 7 rebounds. 12 off the bench for Buddy Hield. He had 6 rebounds to boot. 11, Draymond Green, 11 points, including the game-sealing victories there. 8 rebounds, 5 assists for Draymond. So the Warriors come away with a win tonight. The other numbers, most of the numbers in this game, relatively even. Both teams shot 44%. Both teams made 12 threes. Neither shot a really high percentage. Neither shot a really low percentage. But the Warriors, if you can believe it, won this game at the free throw line. They were 22 of 29, 75.9%, which is above their league-wide average, dead last in the league in free throw attempts. The Pelicans were 14 of 22, 63%. So Golden State with a nice road win. And of course, we know every win on the road is a nice win when you win in this league. And for Golden State now, they are 7-2 on the road, and they'll start the season with 10 of their first 16 on the road. They finish with a road-heavy schedule. It's in between where they'll get all their games at the Chase Centers. Rebounding 52-43, favoring the Warriors as the Pelicans got up 5 more shots at Golden State. But second-chance points pretty much dead even. 18 for the Warriors, 14 for the Pelicans. Points in the paint, Warriors won that battle by 6 points. And fast break points, they win by 4. So just basically the Warriors needed to grind out a win against a team that was not going to roll over to them because of the injuries, and the Warriors did just that. They get the victory, and we'll see what happens tomorrow night in San Antonio.